just give me your full name first?
All right, Margaret.
And your address?
Crestline Drive, Macon.
And your place of birth?
Macon.
And
I don't mind giving the date if you want it.
Okay, no, yes, I'd like to have your
March 19-1.
Okay, and what about your education? Tell me the names of the schools you attended.
All right, high school here, and 3 years at Sweet Rock College.
I see. You went to elementary school here in Macon?
Yes.
What part of Macon did you live in as a child?
Well, I lived close to town, but that was, Macon was a different thing then. Not nearly the size, of course.
That would be south of here then?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And how long have you lived in this neighborhood?
8 years.
And before that you lived in the city of
Yes.
Macon. How about your family?
Well, my family on both sides are Maconites.
Mm-hmm.
My father was born in Macon, but my mother was born in Griffin, but her family had been living in Macon.
Mm-hmm. And do you know when your ancestors came to this part of Georgia?
Well, they came very close to the founding of Macon. Macon was chartered in 1823. And on my mother's side, her family were early citizens here. On my father's side, I know that my great-grandfather came to Macon, I think, in 1855.
Mm-hmm. What was your father's occupation?
Real estate.
Mm-hmm. And was your husband from Macon?
My husband's family, both sides, are from Thompson, Georgia. But he moved to Macon when he was a child.
Mm-hmm.
So he grew up here.
I see. What's his occupation?
Investments.
Let's see. Have you traveled much?
I'd say yes.
Have you been out of Macon for any extended periods of time?
Yes. When we were first married, we lived in New York for a year and a half. That's the longest time. I had spent a couple of winters in New York before then.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to Europe 5 times for just visits of several weeks.
Tell me some of the organizations you belong to now and have belonged to.
I think you find I've belonged to quite many during the years. In my time, I served with PTA. I've been interested in the YWCA for a long time. We are members of Christ Episcopal Church, and I've always been interested in church activity. And right now, the only real active connection I have is with the Booker T. Washington Community Center, which is a center that was originally for Negroes. Now it's primarily that, but of course it's integrated in
uh-huh.
the sense that anybody could go there.
If do you know when your ancestors came to Macon? You said in the about the time that the community was founded. Do you know where they came from?
Yes, branches of them
mm-hmm.
from. Massachusetts, from Virginia, and from North Carolina.
What was your maiden name? Okay. I think that's about all I'll need right now. I'll check.